If you can believe it, we are only 7 days away from Halloween, which means preparations are in high gear for Chapel Hill Police and other local agencies that are working to organize and protect people who are downtown or going to be downtown on Franklin Street for what the town always calls homegrown Halloween. And we are joined now by Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, also one of my favorite people. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for having me in. It's hard to believe we're a week away.
I know, right? Well, I said preparations are kicking into high gear. They kicked into high gear as soon as the road was back open last Halloween,
right? Yeah,
November
1st, 2016, actually. Yeah. And that really is the way it goes, particularly, we're all throughout the year, we're learning lessons from how the previous year went and contemplating what we might do differently. But really, starting around the 1st of August, it is all Halloween all the time for August, September, and October. So we look forward to November 1st always.
So what are the biggest concerns?
Anytime you get a crowd event together, you know, you're concerned about the unexpected event. And you know, this is true every year, but I think it's on everyone's mind even more in the wake of I started to say national, but I'll say international events too, where crowds sometimes turn out to be targets for folks who want to harm people. And that's always on our mind. It's on our mind even more this year, given Las Vegas and given some of the attacks in Europe. So those things come to mind, as well as just the act of getting 25 or 30 or 35,000 people into and out of an area safely, that's a big task, and it takes hours to do that. And I think we do it pretty well, but there's a whole lot of luck that goes along with that. And I think perhaps the thing that we've made the most as a community, the most progress on the last 7 or 8 years since we've really been on the homegrown Halloween kick is make it a cooperative event. We're pretty clear about when the streets close and when they open. We say that ahead of time, and I'm always so pleased to see folks, when we start making announcements, they begin making their way to the sidewalks and making room for us to get the streets cleaned and open for business. It says we're doing something right here.
Yeah. Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue again, homegrown Halloween is next week, Tuesday, October 31st. And you can't see this here, but Chief Blue has a bevy of paper sitting in front of him with all of the details that you probably got to have memorized. So what are the details? What do people need to know about this year's Halloween?
Well, they're not really that different from previous years, but I do have some reference materials here in case you really throw a tough one at me. The things to remember this year, we will close the street at 8 o'clock. And we will try very hard to start clearing it at 10:30. I mean, that's our plan, and those are the most important things for folks to know. We've said for a number of years now, and I think this remains true, this event is best suited to people who can walk to it. Because parking is going to be a challenge, we will begin restricting parking on Franklin Street on, you know, Halloween afternoon. The decks will fill up, and any of the surface lots that are outside of the closed event will fill up early, and there just won't be any parking. We also, you know, the town is really concerned about the impacts on neighborhoods adjacent to downtown in terms of folks who want to drive here and park in front yards and walk to the event. So we have parking monitors at the entrance to all the neighborhoods near downtown that will, if you try to park there, they will send you someplace else. So important things to remember, parking is going to be really difficult to come by. The closed time is 8 to 10:30, after which we really do ask that you, if you're still there at 10:30, we really ask that you get up on the sidewalk and help us clean things up. I think that really that's it. The other things from year to year that remain the same is we don't want items in the event that look like weapons. Certainly we don't want weapons in the event. There's no alcohol in the closed event. Bags that are, or coolers or those kinds of things are prohibited, really. And even small bags, we would ask that you try not to bring those in. We don't necessarily do, we're not going to ask you to dump your bag out, but we are going to check it and make sure it doesn't have anything in there that could do harm to someone or could look like it would harm someone. One of the biggest concerns about a large-scale crowd event is a crowd rush, and it, you know, things that might seem pretty benign to you or seem like they fit with your costume actually can scare people and cause people to run into each other, and that was some of what happened in Las Vegas a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, and again, whoa, if I don't knock my headphones off of my hair, that was spooky right there. Yeah, too. Good Lord. I need to go home and go to sleep, apparently. But no, I'm in Homegrown Halloween. 8 to 10:30-ish is when the road's going to be closed on Franklin Street downtown. And it's not just the Chapel Hill Police Department that's involved in organizing everything and keeping everyone safe. There's a lot of people that that are involved in this.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Thank you. I mean, that's really important. That the although the police department may have, you know, kind of a lead coordinating role, we don't work this event without tons of law enforcement agencies from all around us. Number one, our fire departments must staff up and think about deploying their people differently. Orange County Emergency Services provide all kinds of command and control structure for us that's helpful, as in addition to obviously EMS services. Their impacts on transit, our public works and parks and rec folks are out there helping us return things to normal at the end of the event. So it truly is an all hands on deck event every year, and it's because of that team philosophy that we're able to be successful. And I will say the same folks come out year after year in terms of the agencies that help us from around us. So that's important too, because a significant part of the successful management of a large crowd event is the tone you set. And we talk a lot to all of the public safety people who work the event about how they present themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, smile. People are here to have fun. So participate in that, and that also means that those same folks will appreciate that demeanor when it comes time to ask them to step up on the sidewalk, and it really does make a significant difference, which means we're very careful about which agencies we bring in to help with us.
Yeah,
because we want to be sure we bring people in who have that philosophy too.
Yep. Speaking with again Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, anything else that people need to know about Halloween?
Oh, I don't think so. As much as I dread it every year, we do know people come and have a good time, and so we want people to do that and be careful and be safe, and if you need any help, there are plenty of public safety folks out there who'd be glad to help you. And go home safely too with that time. That's the best part.
And you will be dressed as a police officer,
right?
I
will be. Oh, and one more thing I will say,
yeah,
since
yeah,
you
yeah.
raised that. Please don't ask me if this is my costume. The first 10 times, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, you probably.
The subsequent 300 times, it's not nearly as funny.
By the time you get to like 803, it's a little bit. Yeah,
it gets old.
Chief Blue, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.